You know, have you ever noticed all the different sayings there are about procrastination?
I haven't gotten around to that yet.
You know, there's someday is not a day of the week.
Can we talk about this just a little bit later?
Procrastination is like a credit card. It's fun until you get the bill.
And since you mention it over and over, there is that famous comment from Edward Young. Procrastination is the thief of time.
We aren't stealing anything here except maybe your assumptions about procrastination.
Clean getaway? No, it's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 20th. We're not going to put it off. We're going to get straight to the news, right?
Get out of bed, procrastinators. Our procrastination discussion will be at the end of the hour.
The snooze button was made for procrastinators.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. Let's get a check of the top news stories right off the bat here. The U.S. military is accepting openly gay recruits for the first time in history because of a judge. It all stems from that judge's refusal to stay her ban on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The military is appealing the injunction, but in the meantime, at least three service members discharged for being gay have begun publicly the reenlistment process. Iraq War veteran Dan Choi is among them.
I told them that I was discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that I'm gay, and I intend to serve openly and honestly, and they continued processing me.
Gay rights groups, though, are telling active service members not to come out because they could find themselves in trouble if the ruling is reversed.
We have new information about the connection between hormone therapy and cancer. The largest study ever commissioned on the subject says hormone replacement therapy, which was once the most commonly prescribed medication to women 50 and over, not only increases the risk of breast cancer, but also increases the risk that the cancer will be more advanced and more deadly. Dr. Rowan Chilbowski tells NBC News the 11-year study focused on PremPro. It's a drug that combines estrogen and progestin.
The cancers associated with estrogen plus progestin are more frequent. They're not less aggressive. They can be more aggressive, and they're associated with increased risk of death from breast cancer.
When coupled with research published last year that found women who took hormones were 70% more likely to die from lung cancer, many doctors say it's time to take another look at hormone therapy.
Talks to end the war in Afghanistan now involve face-to-face discussions with the highest level of the Taliban's leadership. The New York Times is reporting that NATO is flying Taliban commanders to the talks in Kabul from their hideouts inside Pakistan. President Obama will be talking about Pakistan with his national security team at the White House today, ahead of this week's high-level talks with Pakistani leaders. We'll look at the White House game plan in just a moment.
After that meeting, the president heads west on a four-day, five-state campaign swing. He's getting out the Latino vote ahead of the midterm elections in one of his goals. But listen to this ad that's now running in Nevada. It's paid for by a conservative group calling itself Latinos for Reform.
Don't vote this November. This is the only way to send them a clear message. You can no longer take us for granted. Don't vote.
A new report shows 6.5 Latino voters will likely cast their ballots this year, nearly 1 million more than the last midterm election.
Don't vote. What's the message there? You buy the tickets, but you don't go in? Or
I would really, I'd like to know who Latinos for Reform are. Yeah. That's what I would want to know.
But just part of the election campaign.
Yeah, there are some polls that show a lack of enthusiasm, though, among Latinos in the election. Among everyone else, not just Latinos. Asian and American.
Democrats.
Asian and European markets are mixed right now. Futures are up. The Dow's going to start at 10,978. The S&P at 1,165. The NASDAQ at 2,436. Well, we've been putting it off for months, but we might as well get this conversation going about procrastination. Is it ever good?
You've got the whole hour to think about this.
You do.
That's right.
Actually,
that's right.
You can put it off for almost an hour.
Yeah.
How do you overcome procrastination? Give us your tips. And why do we procrastinate? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Coming up, the U.S.-Pakistan relationship